2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
If money affects your life in any way, Money Making Sense will talk about it. Be financially healthy, wealthy, and wise. Here's your host, Heather Kelly.
Welcome to Money Making Sense, the show that talks about all things money. Today, I'm going to be talking about scams. They've been around for decades, hundreds of years, actually. Remember the snake oil back in the 1800s? Well, now they're getting pretty sophisticated, but they all actually do the same thing. Scammers rely on people either panicking over a notice that they receive or just mindlessly clicking, especially on emails or on your phone. That's very easy to do these days. And if you're in a hurry, you're not paying attention, you're doing other things, and you just see these emails come through and you click on something and says, oh, click here to get your information. Never, ever click on anything that says click here, especially if it's in big letters and that's pretty much the only thing you see in the email. So I wanted to go over how you know whether some of these emails that you get really are a scam or not. And one of the best ways to do that is to check the addresses that the emails are coming from. Now, what most people see when you open up your email, whether it's Yahoo or Gmail or whatever you're using, when you open up that email, you'll see who the email comes from. It'll say your mother, your best friend, FedEx, PayPal, whatever it's from. And then usually they'll have a little bit of a description next to the name. So I'm looking at an email. This is a scam, but it's from PayPal and it says service@paypal.com. Now that looks like a standard email address. And the subject says, your PayPal account has been limited, gives a reference number. So you go, oh my gosh, well, why is my PayPal account temporarily limited? So if you open it up, at the top of the page, you still see what says service@paypal.com. But next to that is the actual true address that this email came from. And in my case, it says X3PI4M9K F8QR1HS-@oracle.com. Now, PayPal is never going to send me an email from an address from oracle.com. That is one of the absolute best ways that you know that this is a scam. Instead of clicking on anything or scrolling down the screen where it says, hey, in order to keep your account secure, we need you to click on this link. Click on link. Give us all your updated information. Let's make sure we have it correctly. Well, basically, they're trying to get your bank information. They're going to take out all the money out of your bank if you actually clicked on this and try to put in all your actual information that connects to your PayPal account. So again, take 30 seconds, even 90 seconds, just sort of investigate this. Usually I know that PayPal will never limit the account. They pretty much don't do that. So if you even see those type of emails, PayPal's temporarily suspended your account or limited your account, you can pretty much delete those 99.9% of the time. If you are curious, open it up, but read the return address first. Read that address where this came from, not the headline that says service at paypal.com. That's not correct. I had to read the actual address and know that that's wrong. Same story for a bunch of others. I got one from FedEx that says urgent notification regarding your FedEx shipment. And this one, the address just said FedEx. It didn't have an at. But when I opened up the email, it says newsletter at mailerid.com. FedEx is never going to send me an email from at mailerid.com. It's always going to be FedEx at FedEx.com. So again, very, very quick and easy way to know that's a scam. I also want to talk about right now with the pandemic still going on. I mean, it's winding down a bit, but people are getting their vaccines. And one of the unusual emails I got was Pfizer vaccine rewards. That's the email that it came from, supposedly, when I just look at the first page of my email. Pfizer vaccine rewards, and the subject is confirmation receipt and my customer ID. And you think, oh, cool. Pfizer sent me some type of reward for getting the vaccine, and this is my receipt. And you open it up, and it all it says is, hi, Heather, click here for your details. Now, at best, if I clicked there, if I click here for my details, at best, I'm going to load up some spamware on my computer where somebody can track every keystroke that I click, that I type, all the web pages I visit. So I mean, that's at best. I mean, at worst, it's going to be some ransomware that they install on my computer, and they're going to ask for tons of money in order to get control back. First of all, I got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I was like one in and one out. That was it. And Pfizer requires 2 injections to be fully vaccinated. So there's no way I should be getting an email saying, hey, here's some Pfizer vaccine rewards. So definitely double check if you get one of these emails. A, which vaccine did you really get? So could there be a possibility this vaccine is true? Especially now with a lot of companies and states offering incentives to get the vaccine. With a lot of companies and states even offering big rewards, some are offering, you know, a lottery, huge amounts of money. But the thing is it's going to come from that particular organization. Let's say I was in a state that had a $50,000 lottery for people getting the vaccine. Any email I get about winning that lottery is going to come from the state. So instead of the email saying it came from Pfizer vaccine rewards, it would say Utah state government, and then the subject would be you won the lottery or something like that. So again, you do not want to click on anything. And literally the only thing when I opened up that email, it said, hi, Heather, click here for your details. Don't do it. You should never, don't click on those. Plus, if I read the address that it came from, this Pfizer vaccine rewards, there must be 400 letters and numbers and dashes on, you know, the address that it came from. So again, those are scammers. So we're deleting that. Now, I also want to talk about a scam. This is one I actually got in my mailbox. It's physical mail. And it looks like it has come from the state of Utah, the government. On the envelope, it says, second notice, time sensitive, important documents enclosed. And also has 2021 benefit information for state residents only. So first of all, that's pretty generic. So this envelope can go to 50 states across the union because it's benefit information for state residents only. And then you open it up and it's one yellow postcard. And in the upper left, it just says UT. That's the shortcut for Utah. And it says, as a resident of Utah, I'm entitled to more benefits not provided by government funds. And I have access to a to a 2021 regulated program, which may pay 100% of all final expenses up to $35,000. So once I read that, it looks like it's some type of death benefits, funeral expenses. The problem with this is it doesn't say what company. Nowhere on this does it say a company. It's just trying to get me to put down my information, my name, street address, phone number. At best, if I followed through and did all of this, I'm going to be charged for a program which doesn't exist, or maybe it does, and they're just going to charge me a lot more money than I would spend if I went elsewhere. B, it's a total scam. There is no company. They're just going to take all my money and I get nothing for it at all. So again, the big things that I'm looking for is it looks like it's from the Utah state government, which could freak people out. They'd be like, oh my God, why is the Utah state government sending me stuff? And it's a second notice and it's time sensitive. Then you open it up and again, it says they're going to give me more benefits than the government allows. And so right then you should go, oh, this really isn't from the state government, but it still looks very, very official the way they've typed it up. So if you miss that, you may still think that you are responding to a government agency, but it doesn't list where am I sending all this information to. It doesn't have a company. It doesn't say it's insurance. It just says you're entitled to something and give us all your information and we'll help you. So again, it's a scam. It's people trying to get your money for nothing or at best way overcharge you for something that you could get for a lot less somewhere else. Those are just a few of the scams that I have run into recently. Just in the last week, all of this came into my either my email inbox or, you know, I got it at the post office. I just want to remind people, be very cautious. One, I haven't gone over our phone scams. I think with our smartphones, most people are fairly aware of that. And there's a lot of apps now where you can block spam that's coming into your phone, those robocalls. So be ever vigilant. And remember, especially if it's your email and you get something, maybe you don't check it every hour. Maybe you've waited a few hours. If you waited a few hours, but it says urgent and you've got to answer this right away, you've already waited 3 hours. 90 more seconds is not going to do any harm just to investigate where did this really come from. Catch my breath. Just think about it. And for God's sake, please don't click on anything that says click here in big red letters.
Thanks for listening. You can email me with any questions or topics you want to hear about at hkelly@ksl.com. That's hkelly@ksl.com. And because this is Money Making Sense, you can subscribe for free on Spotify, Overcast, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast, and you'll never miss another episode.
Thanks for being a Money Making Sense listener. Follow your common sense onto social media, Money Making Sense, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.